بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تجعلوا الله عرضة لإيمانكم أن تبروا وتتقوا وتصلحوا بين الناس والله سميع عليم. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala spoke of taqwa, with relationships with our women folk, our wives, that a person must observe taqwa and the laws of Allah Ta'ala during the monthly menses, etc. What those laws of Allah and how we relate and how we have relationships with them, all that Allah said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ فِيَا اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, in all those matters. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوهُ, and remember, you are going to meet him, your account will be presented in front of him. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and give glad tidings to those who observe the taqwa and have got the quality of iman. With regard to that, another aspect of taqwa, Allah Ta'ala explains in these ayat, in this ayat, and that is that we should not just take qasam on the name of Allah Ta'ala, fear Allah. On every small matter we take qasam, don't do that. And particularly this refers to if a person does take a qasam, but he takes a wrong qasam, that he won't do some good deed, or that he won't give up some wrong deed, then in that case a person should break his qasam and give the kafara. But good he should do all times, and leaving off bad he should give it up at all times. More important, it appears that we are breaking the command of Allah by breaking our qasam. But to break it in order to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, that is meritorious and good. That we are not breaking our qasam to go against the command of Allah, but we are breaking our qasam, what we took wrongly, in order to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. The occasion of the revelation of this ayat was when Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a very great sahabi, had an argument with his son-in-law, Bashir ibn Nu'man. And during, in that argument which they were having, then Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu took qasam, I will never speak to you again. I will never attend any of your functions, sad or happy gatherings or functions. I will have nothing to do with you. So people explained to Abdullah ibn Rawaha, then he said, but I have taken a qasam, now I can't go against my qasam. So on that this ayat was revealed, that in such cases it comes in the hadith also. This ayat also, hadith also. If a person has taken a qasam for something, and he sees something better than that, what he took his qasam on, he should break his qasam, give the kafara, and do that what is better. And yeah, particularly that he took qasam, he won't speak to his son-in-law. He won't to have anything to do with him. He won't share in any of his gatherings, etc. So the command of Allah came that break your qasam, pay the kafara which has to be paid, and then do that good which Allah has commanded you. وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا اللَّهَ عُرْضَةً لِأَيْمَانِكُمْ, اور مت بناو اللہ کے نام کو نشانہ اپنی قسمیں کھانے کے لیے. And don't hide behind the name of Allah, and don't make the name of Allah Ta'ala a covering for you. The qasam that you took, and then you don't do the good deeds. And now you say, I've taken qasam, what can I do? I've taken this qasam, and I have to do that. So we can see how perfect and complete, what deep insight Islam teaches us, and that what far-sightedness we should have. That though a person took that qasam, he should break it and do what is right, and don't hide behind that qasam that you have taken, though it is in the name of Allah. But don't hide behind there, and now you don't do the good work. Keep your contact with your family people. You have your differences, sort them out, but don't break family ties. So Allah Ta'ala said, you can break your qasam, but don't break family ties. Antabarru wa tattaqu wa tuslihu bayna an-nas, ke suluk karne se aur parhezgari se aur logo mein sulah karane se bach jao. Then you hide behind your qasam, then you don't do good to people, and you don't have taqwa. That is, Allah's command is to build family ties, And that is such an important aspect in our deen, to keep ties with our family people. It's only if it, when that condition comes that they openly and flagrantly break the laws of Allah, don't listen to any advice, then we are permitted to break ties with them. But otherwise, we are not permitted to break ties with them. وَتُصْلِحُ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, and that you don't make have good relationships between people. Don't make islah and have good ties and relationships with good people, with people. So don't make your qasam of Allah a covering for that. But break your qasam and fulfill the command of Allah. So we can see how Allah Ta'ala has balanced our deen for us and taught us that His rights which He have over us, see also which are the more major rights. That when a person takes a qasam, definitely he does not take it to break it. The qasam if a person takes, he should fulfill that qasam. And also, we should not take qasam on every small thing. When we do take qasam, it has to be fulfilled. But if we took because of our short-sightedness, because of our anger at that time, because we were overjoyed at the time, and we took a qasam for a minor thing, and we are breaking major commands, then break your minor qasam, which is a minor thing, and fulfill those major commands of Allah Ta'ala, and remember, Wallahu Sami'un Alim, or Allah sab kuch sunta se sunta janta hai, and Allah Ta'ala hears everything, what qasams you are taking. Allah Ta'ala is full knowledge what is in your heart. Is it just that you have got a habit in everything you say, you take qasam, qasam this, qasam that. It's just a habit of yours and you don't mean anything. And that comes in front, all the different types of qasam that there are and what the condition of those qasams are. Where a person doesn't have any intention, it's just his habit that he takes qasam, which is not a good thing. But what is the condition of that qasam? Allah knows everything, whichever qasam you take, the oath you take, and Allah is fully aware of what your intentions are and for what you took that qasam. May Allah Ta'ala bring the whole of deen into our lives. Our lives are not just only namaz and roza, etc. Every aspect of our life is our deen and we must live according to that. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.